You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
KSL News Time 4:15, the three things you need to know this hour. First,
it's now official. Jazz owner Ryan Smith is the owner of an NHL team. Now just to figure out where they'll play long term and what they'll be called. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe.
Second, the man accused of killing four University of Idaho students says he wasn't in Idaho the night of the murders. Brian Koberger's lawyers say he was on a late night drive in Washington. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Slowdowns northbound I-15 starting in Davis County at 650 North Clearfield into Riverdale and Ogden. And we also have a small accident. It's on the northbound I-15 collector ramp over to the right shoulder approaching 7200 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Warming up as we head into the weekend, I'm Devin Mashuli.
55 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. 12 jurors have been picked for former President Trump's porn star hush money trial in New York. The lawyers also gave thumbs up for one alternate so far, five others to be chosen. At the courthouse, ABC's Aaron Katursky.
This jury is made up of seven men and five women, all from the diverse neighborhoods of Manhattan. All of them said they could be fair and impartial, but they all have some opinion of former President Trump. As one of the jurors who was selected said, he was president. Everybody was talking about him. And so there is one woman on the jury who says she doesn't like his persona, but nonetheless pledged to his attorneys to give him a fair shake.
After court, Mr. Trump.
They have no case, and that's what this is all about. And it really is a shame.
President Biden scooped up endorsements from at least 15 members of the Kennedy political family in Philadelphia.
What an incredible honor. I don't want to become emotional, but what an incredible honor to have the support of the Kennedy family.
Carrie Kennedy, daughter of former Senator Robert F. Kennedy, niece of former President John F. Kennedy, and sister of the current Robert Kennedy, who's an independent candidate, delivered the endorsements and called President Biden my hero. U.S. and Israeli officials met in Washington to talk about Israeli plans for a ground operation in Rafah in southern Gaza. Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder.
Discussions continue in terms of, again, enabling the United States to share with Israel what our concerns are and to provide lessons learned that we've gleaned over the years in conducting these type of operations. And I think we'll have those conversations going forward.
The U.S. and U.K. have imposed new sanctions on Iran. Dozens of pro-Palestinian protesters arrested on New York's Columbia University campus, demanding Columbia divest from Israel-related business. You're listening to ABC News.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call. Click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Jeff Kaplan from KSL News Radio. You want to receive the latest news, traffic, and weather all in one place? All you have to do is subscribe to the KSL text line. Text the word NEWS to 57500 and you'll get the latest news, traffic, and weather updates. Sometimes before we get them on the air. I'll catch you on the radio weekday afternoons on KSL News Radio.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season two of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
And KSL News Time 419, traffic and weather together were brought to you by Sinclair's Dino Pay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
Slowing westbound on the 201 from I-15 to the West Belt and again from Mountain View into Magna. Delays southbound I-15, 33rd south into Sandy, and northbound I-15 bogged down from South Salt Lake to downtown. Mark?
South Belt delays happening eastbound 215 Redwood Road to the South Interchange, I-15. No major delays in Utah County on the freeway. Bangor delays out west through West Valley between California Avenue and Parkway Boulevard. Michelle.
Little slowing northbound I-15 approaching the North Interchange. Bigger delays, though, in the Roy area. Both directions approaching 5600 South, where we have construction narrowing the lanes. Rekindle Adventure in a place everyone connects with nature. Cedar City, Bryan Head, shopping, dining, museums, spring skiing, tubing, hiking, biking, disc golf, and much more. Level up your adventure. Visit cedarcity.com. I'm Michelle Rowan, the KSL Traffic Center.
The 7-day forecast features a lot of above average temperatures. We begin a warming trend on Friday with highs in the mid-60s under partly cloudy skies. We have mostly to partly sunny skies on Saturday with highs near 70. We'll climb into the mid-70s on Sunday, then we'll drop a few degrees near 70 on Monday, and then getting warmer, making a run towards 80 on Tuesday and Wednesday with a continued dry trend. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Devin Mishuli.
It's 55 degrees and now the in-depth on KSL. We got a hockey team this afternoon, and a big part of the push was the bill pledging $1 billion toward a new stadium. Joining us live now on the KSL Newsline, that bill's sponsor, Utah State Senator Dan McKay. First of all, how do you feel about all this today?
Well, it's obviously this is a welcome announcement. We're very excited about the National Hockey League and their interest in being in Utah. Doesn't surprise any of us who, you know, live here in Utah and have watched the state over the last 30 years. We are the winter sports capital of the world. I don't use that phrase lightly. This is where people want to be. It's the reason the Olympics are looking at coming back. All those things in context, Utah is the right place, and I'm really excited that the NHL agrees with us.
Senator, you were behind the bill to spend $1 billion toward a new stadium and an entertainment district to surround the Jazz and this team that's yet to be named. But as we ask around, everybody is a bit cagey about the team's future home. Are we talking about the Delta Center refurbished, or are we talking about spending $1 billion on a brand new arena somewhere else downtown or elsewhere?
You know, it's a great question. It's one that isn't ready to be answered yet, and that's the reason you hear a lot of people, you know, kind of cagey, I think, about the answer, is because nobody really. We have a general idea of we want it to be downtown, and we generally want it to be in the Delta Center area. We generally want it to house both basketball and the NHL. Most of the most successful arenas and partnerships with arenas are, you know, built around basketball and hockey working together. So we're excited about that combination. But the hard part is, and, you know, you mentioned $1 billion and it sounds like a big number. Remember, that's $1 billion generated over 30 years. So, you know, that's going to take some time to have that money available. And that money is not only going to be used for an arena, it's going to be used for really the investment in transportation infrastructure, parking infrastructure, all the things that need to go into making an arena presence successful. What we looked at over time was cities and, you know, downtown areas. The trend right now in major sports are for major sports to be built somewhere outside of a downtown. And every downtown that loses a major sports franchise and has a ghost arena, so to speak, it suffers. And our capital city and our economic business hub is Salt Lake City. And we felt like at the state, we felt like this investment was going to really add value to the state and really add value to the experience of being downtown. And that's honestly, that's how the money is going to be spent to really invest in that area.
So,
and that taxing area is going to come from Salt Lake City itself. It isn't like a statewide tax or anything like that.
So let's say they build a new arena, maybe somewhere around the Gateway or elsewhere. Mm-hmm. What happens to the Delta Center? Do they just knock it down and it becomes rubble?
Well, you know, again, it's so early. I think those conversations are still going on. You know, that's one option, I guess. There are several. Last I checked, there were like 10 possibilities, and it's just hard to narrow it down yet because you've heard the analogy before of a design build on a highway or something where, you know, the airplane is taxiing and you're still putting the wings on the plane. That's kind of how it feels. The next, you know, 3-4 months of work for putting this arena package, doing the design work and getting the retail components together, everything around the entertainment district and the acquisition of land, all of that stuff is going to make from now until September, when the deadline is, it's going to make it a very busy schedule for Salt Lake, for Salt Lake County, for Smith Entertainment Group, and for, you know, the Sports Entertainment District Commission.
Okay, so it's been 2.5 hours. Have you gotten a hold of season tickets for next season yet?
My deposit, you know, you can certainly, there is NHLinUtah.com. I went just like everybody else and put my deposit down on some season tickets. And I just saw an announcement from Smith Entertainment Group that in the 2 hours, we've had over 6,000 season ticket reservations made already.
Yeah, I caught that. $100 a pop if you want to put down on season tickets. Thanks so much, Utah State Senator Dan McKay. We appreciate it. 425 at KSL News Radio.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.